The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
On a definite fall-like morning, 55 outside, according to Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Going to be beautiful today. High mid-70s, though. Sunshine. So enjoy that. I try not to, and I've done a really good job of avoiding this sort of story over the past 6 months, 10 months. But Tiger King 2 is coming out on Netflix.
No, it's not. How? How? Because jail, right? And then no more zoo, right? How?
Yeah, these are all points, Kelly. You're right.
Thank you.
They have figured out how to do a second season of Netflix's Tiger King with Joe Exotic from jail.
No. And come on now. We're enabling this behavior. Mm-hmm. If we watch.
I think so. I don't think it's going to be nearly the sensation it was last year.
Well, the location's going to be limited.
Yeah, and the story's going to be different, and I don't think it's just going to have the same punch that it did last time. Guess who's not happy?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and guess Miss Carol Baskins.
That's right. Carol Baskin, yeah. Not happy because she said there was a false portrayal of her from the original Tiger King.
Well, of course, she was the villain.
And, so Tiger King 2 coming out, and it's going to be a thing later this year. So, okay. You know what?
Okay.
Thumbs up. I may watch the first episode just to see out of curiosity. But
see, you're enabling the behavior.
But that's probably where it'll end for me.
So. You're the problem.
I am part of the problem most days, yes. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So 11-year-old Mackenzie, she lives in Florida. She was on a swing in her backyard.
Mm-hmm.
She heard barking coming from a neighbor's house.
Bark, bark.
And the puppy's bark made her aware of smoke that was coming out of the house. So she quickly called 911. The fire department posted about this on Facebook and said they knew to search for a dog thanks to the information that Mackenzie gave them.
Huh?
So
wow.
Fiona is the six-month-old puppy they were looking for, but her head got stuck between two bars under a couch.
Oh, I have a dog, Fiona.
I know. And Fiona was unresponsive when firefighters found her, but EMS cooled her off, gave her some oxygen, and by the time they got the fire out, she was up and walking around.
Oh, wow.
I know, yeah. Mackenzie said, I knew she was smart. I knew she would run to the other side of the house.
Yeah.
And the fire department gave her an award for her quick thinking and bravery.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. We'll tweet out the story. You can see it. It's pretty scary for her.
Yeah.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. So we were talking about your most awkward living arrangement. We had posted this up on Facebook a little while ago. And before we get into some more of your responses, let me dive into a couple here. From a Judd who said, I rented the basement of an older couple's home that was nicely furnished. The wife told me she doesn't go down into the basement because of the steps. But if I saw any X-rated stuff or dolls, to not pay any attention. She said her husband had a little room down there of his own.
Oh, no.
What do you think happened? One day, I got the courage to look in the room.
No, 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 no.
I saw an inflatable sheep dressed in lingerie. I didn't ask questions. Rent was cheap. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, you can't unsee something like that.
Janine said, my husband left me for a coworker, so his mom moved in with me to help with our daughter. Weirdest year of my life.
Oh, your I can most only imagine.
Awkward living arrangement.
Holy cow.
We could literally do this all
morning. Was she constantly apologizing for her son?
I mean, probably.
I would hope.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Jackie, sharing a house with my soon-to-be ex-husband. Nothing better than sharing a house with a guy who was constantly on the phone with the woman he was having an affair with.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
No, no, sir. Nope. Nobody, nope, 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 nope.
And then here, one more for right now. Kimberly, I rented a room from a professional clown.
What?
Imagine coming home from work to see a fully dressed, face-painted clown looking at you. Creepy AF.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Oh, man. We could literally spend all morning on this most awkward, cringeworthy living arrangement. Oh, I love it. All right. So
now, I'm angry about the vision I have in my head of what she saw in that room. I don't need... I'm probably going to look at sheep different.
Oh my gosh.
I'm angry about that.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay, here. One more and then we'll play a song where we get to some more. David said, "I moved with my girlfriend into my baby mama's house. She lived with her mom. We were all in that place for 4 months."
Oh my goodness.
If you're keeping track, David had four women in that same house.
Gosh! Oh, that's a lot. That's shoot. A lot. That's a great. Lot. That's
all
a
right.
Lot.
EJX. So a little while ago, I'm talking with my best friend from college, and he and I we got into this like wormhole of talking about this guy who used to live in our basement. And we had an apartment off campus, and his name, he just would live in our basement. We would never see him.
Was he a friend? Was he just like a renter?
Well, he was a friend of him, of my best friends. And so, I mean, I was friendly with him, but he and I didn't really know each other that well, but we never saw him. Like, he would stay in the basement and he'd only come out to leave. And then when he'd come back in, he wouldn't say hi, wouldn't say anything. He'd go back into, you know, his basement. And so we're like,
it's really bizarre.
It is very bizarre, right?
Especially if he was friends with your best friend.
Right. So we got into it got me thinking about just awkward living arrangements. And I threw it up on Facebook a little while ago. And there were some funny responses, like from a listener who wrote, "Try living with your husband, your boyfriend, and your husband's girlfriend all at the same time."
Oh, listen, that sounds kind of complicated. Like a schedule needs to be made or something.
Erica wrote, "Awkward living situation. Try living with your ex-husband who had an affair but wouldn't move. And your new boyfriend moves in."
Wow!
And
you know what? I kind of support that because karma.
Yeah, Erica then writes, "And we all have history from when we were teens, so those two didn't really care for each other."
Oh, no! Oh, wow. Listen, now, again, schedules, I feel like, need to be made so that you don't, like, end up in the kitchen at the same time or something. Right? I mean, how awkward!
I mean, times are tough, you know? So, sometimes you need the extra rent money helps, right?
I don't think you could pay me enough to be in that situation. I don't want to be any of those players.
A lot of people wrote, "Living with my in-laws." Awkward living arrangements. Yeah.
I know some people doing that right now, but it's actually not bad.
Right, exactly. I mean, I it just depends on your in-laws, I guess. Another wrote, "Being a newlywed, living with my in-laws that didn't believe in bedroom doors."
Oh, yeah.
"All the bedrooms were in earshot of one another."
Oh, my God. Who does that?
And
who does that?
Wait for the kicker. "My mother-in-law actually got in my drawer while I was at work and took my lingerie."
Oh, my God.
Not to wear. She threw it away and said things like that wouldn't be in her house. So.
Goodness. Immediately. Why was I thinking that the mother-in-law was wearing it?
I know.
It's just kind of funny. What an invasion of privacy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh, people have doors.
I know, but awkward living arrangements. Another person says, "My husband, then boyfriend, owned a house, rented half to his best friend. The best friend happened to be my ex-boyfriend."
Oh, man.
"When I stayed there," talk about awkward. "Then we got engaged and he had to move out, LOL.
LOL. So one little tidbit she left out was the boyfriend, the fiance, aware of the history there.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. But yeah, I just I enjoyed it. We'll do one more, but awkward living arrangements. I think everybody's had these where, again, it's like times are tough. Sometimes it's just nice to have the extra income or you know, your relationship with your partner ends and you're not in a financial situation to be like, well, I can't really get a place of my own yet, so we're just going to continue living.
We're going to ride this out.
Exactly.
We're going to try to keep our own zones.
Exactly. So this last one from a listener. Living with my ex and at the same time, my fiance broke up with my fiance and we all still lived under the same roof.
Wait a second. So now she's living with two exes?
Yes. Yes. So she was living with her ex. At the same time, her fiance. And then she breaks up with her fiance. And so then she's living with her ex and her fiance at the same time. So,
Wow.
She says, I stayed in my room or I was gone a lot. I can imagine.
That sounds awful.
Anyways, if you want to chime in, it's kind of a fun thread on Facebook. You might have to go back a little bit at Ben and Kelly Show. Interesting. We got a text message from a listener. You can always text us 502-571-9970. It's our request line too. So you can text or call that number 502-571-9970. Text from Hunter says, hey Ben, have you ever walked around naked not knowing your daughter's boyfriend was at your house?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say no. But I have walked around my hotel room naked and my father-in-law comes in.
Oh gosh.
And that was
that's awkward.
An awkward situation, but that's more like getting caught naked. You know, those awkward moments when you get caught naked. I don't know if everybody has a story like that, but
getting caught naked by anyone is nightmarish.
Yeah, except if it's like someone that you want to see you naked.
Exactly.
And
no, I'm talking about getting caught.
Yes.
Naked. That right. Means unintentionally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was we were on vacation and I guess he had a key to our room or something and he just opened the door and there I was, stark naked right in front of him and he goes,
"Oh no."
And he goes, "Oop." And he just shuts the door and walks out. And I was like, "Oh man." So, yeah, we don't really talk about that all that much anymore, but
yeah, I wouldn't.
So coming up next, it's a setting the bar story, and we always give you setting the bar stories that really kind of set the tone for your day. It sets very low, however. Okay.
Yeah, it's a small little hurdle you can jump over successfully.
Right, exactly. So this involves a car accident. Okay.
Not ever a good situation.
No, thankfully both people in the car were okay.
That's good news.
It's what police found and discovered once they got on the scene that is the subject of the setting the bar story. Kelly, if someone were to say, what's a setting the bar story, what would you tell them?
Well, this is an example of how not to live your life. Mm-hmm. Bad life choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this involves an accident. Flipped on its side. Yeah.
Ooh.
Kind of a scary situation. If you can manage to make it through the day without flipping your car while you're getting it on, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Typically, listen, that's distracted driving.
To be fair, they weren't driving.
Okay.
This couple from the UK, they had to be rescued from their car after it flipped over while they were, quote, strengthening their relationship.
Strengthening their relationship.
Okay, so
that's so great. Wait a second. So it was parked?
Yeah, so here's what happened. They parked their Toyota Yaris on a secluded road in a on a hill, okay?
Okay.
So during their strengthening of their relationship,
which sounds rigorous,
one of them knocked the handbrake.
Oh.
So that sent the car rolling down the hill.
Oh, no.
Kind of got picked up some speed, you know, hit the side of a curb, whatever, and flipped it on its side.
Gosh. So I'm guessing nobody was immediately in the driver's seat to be able to maybe apply the brake. I'm guessing they were both strengthening the relationship in the back seat.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Thankfully, neither one of them was injured in the misadventure.
That could have been way worse.
Nobody's gear stick was bent.
That's great news. Oh my God. Okay. All right. But sounds like damage to the car if it ends up on its side.
Yeah. I mean, sure. But, you know, let's try to make it through the day, through the weekend. And I'm not going to say let's not get it on in a car.
Well,
I mean, because that can be fun.
Strengthen our relationship maybe in other more secure places that won't roll down a hill.
No,
maybe.
I'm just saying if you're going to do it in a car, just make sure you're not on a hill.
Okay. All right. Or, you know, near anywhere where someone would see.
I just love that in the police report, it's strengthening their relationship.
That's what
the couple said.
Excellent way of putting that.
Yeah. So,
because that's a true statement.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, they were. And so, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without flipping the car while you're strengthening your relationship, you're doing okay.
Really solid advice.
Yep, that is setting the bar. Some new movies out this weekend, The Starling, The Guilty, and Dear Evan Hansen, which you'll remember, that was a musical, remember? That was a musical kind of followed Evan Hansen, high school senior with social anxiety disorder. So that stars Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, and a bunch of other people, and Rue from The Hunger Games. You'll recognize her. So, anyways, those are a couple movies out. But then, I don't know, this got a lot of attention. Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
Chris Pratt as Mario.
Charlie Day as Luigi. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
Oh, wow.
Keegan-Michael Key as Toad. Fred Armisen as Kong. Kevin Michael Richardson is Kamek, and Sebastian Maniscalco as Spike, comedian.
Oh yeah. Sebastian Maniscalco. He is really funny.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody was like, there was a missed opportunity, and I'll tell you what this is.
Okay.
So if you are fans of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you'll know that Charlie Day is Charlie on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And so Danny DeVito is also in Always Sunny. And so there was like so many people on Twitter going, their missed opportunity was Danny DeVito as Mario.
Yeah.
And Charlie Day as Luigi. And then even Sweet D as the princess, and so that there was some missed opportunity there, according to the internet, to cast the Super Mario Brothers animated feature with the characters from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So, anyways,
well, there you go. It remains to be seen. I think it sounds like a great cast. Should be a fun movie.
I mean, yeah.
And it's animated, too, right?
Yeah, it's animated. Yeah. So
This is not live action.
I was going to say, wasn't there a live action Mario Brothers a while ago, like a long time ago, and it was horrendous? So,
was it? Really?
Yeah,
I think, I must have just completely blocked out having any knowledge of that.
Right. So the animated version going to be good, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it! Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
This is just kind of a daily dose of cuteness, if you need that, to kind of start off with. A little video captured by a fourth grade teacher in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
A mama bear and her cub playing on a playground.
Oh.
I mean, just like an actual, like crawling up it, sliding down the slides. And like, so mama bear goes down the slide first, and then she kind of comes around. She sees a little cub. And it's like she's at the bottom to catch her cub as he slides down the slide. It's really adorable. And you can hear the commentary in the video of his capturing it, kind of like, you know, cheering them on. It's really, really cute.
I love it.
So you can just see little bears living their best life on a playground. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Let me see if I can get a little bit of that audio. You said it's about like 45 seconds in?
Yeah.
All right. So
that's when the sliding is happening.
All right. Good deal.
Oh, my God.
That is kind of funny.
That seriously just happened. Oh, my God.
I love it.
I mean, they're just like all the, it's like very mom thing to do, like just fawning. Over watching like a mother, you know, kid moment.
Yeah, play with her
with
kid.
With bears.
Yeah, I love
yeah.
it. All right,
yeah, tweet it out.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, a couple things. You laugh, you lose. 30 minutes away. All right, less than 30 okay. minutes away. It's the battle of jokes. Kelly versus Ben. Whoever laughs first loses. Before that, there was an article written back in 2014. And I don't know if love was different back in 2014, 7 years ago. But we need to dive into how to get your man to propose to you immediately.
Is this something that we need to convince him to do? Because I never thought that was like a good rule of thumb. But maybe this is information that could have gotten me married a lot sooner.
Absolutely. We discuss relationships a lot on this show just because they're so complicated and they're always different for everybody, right?
Well, yeah, and everybody's got some sort of relationship. They have a lot of relationships actually in their lives.
Yeah, for sure. And especially when you're in a committed relationship and maybe you've been seeing each other for a while and it's like, all right, time to put a ring on it. So let's dive into this article written in 2014, right? On how to get your guy to propose to you immediately.
Okay, so, I'm taking notes because it took me a while
yeah.
before I was able to walk down the aisle. I mean, you know, I had to find the right guy.
Yeah, but you found the right person and it's working.
It's working so far.
Yeah, so far. I mean,
nearly 15 years right, in, I was gonna say, still good.
You're doing pretty well. So listen to these steps, try it this weekend, and then invite us to the wedding, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give it a little. There we go.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
All right, number one, getting him to propose immediately, guilt trip him.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. We're guilt tripping someone into marrying us? Is that how we want to get to the finish line?
Yep. Doesn't he love you? Remember that time you cleaned up his vomit?
I mean, a valid point.
Uh-huh. Use the lovin'.
Use the lovin'? Yep. Like, hey, don't you want to lock this in forever and forever?
Yep, make it contingent on a proposal immediately.
Oh, like no more? We're shutting it down
yeah.
until you... Wow.
Again, this is from an article in 2014 on how to get him to propose immediately.
I thought ultimatums of any kind were typically, as a rule of thumb, not a great way to convince someone to do whatever you want.
Kelly, we're not worried about making sense here, okay?
Gotcha.
Get really sick. Tell him your doctor said that your blood will freeze if you don't get a true love proposal.
Oh, wow. I got a fever. And the only prescription is a proposal.
Get his mom on board.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pressure from mom is going to help.
Right. Get his sister on board.
Okay, yeah.
Cry.
That's never going to do it. They'll run because they hate crying.
Listen, they say he hates it when you cry. So tell him when you're engaged, you'll be too busy being happy to ever cry again. A real article from 2014 on how to get him to propose immediately. Guilt trip him again.
Oh, we're back to the guilt tripping?
Yep. Go ahead and then book the venue.
Oh.
And buy the dress.
Buy the dress, book the venue, tell him when to show up. Just go ahead and print out the invitations, invite all of his family and friends.
Yeah.
This is real bold.
And then finally, if all else fails, just get him really drunk and just marry him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going to say, how much farther could we go aside from just actually planning the wedding, buying the dress, and getting him there? Because that's... I said bold. I'm going to go ahead and say that's crazy.
Uh-huh.
But now get him drunk and just take him to the chapel.
We think these will work.
Let's do the dang thing.
That's right. And we can almost guarantee without a doubt that you will be single after trying any of these.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend. But
that's a guaranteed breakup.
If they happen to work, please invite us to the wedding. And... tell us about it because you could be the subject of a group therapy.
I am curious if anyone has like used any tactic to get a proposal out of the man and if it worked and if they're still married. I need to know that.
prove to you that it is a real article that we got. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can take a look. Okay.
Magical.
So again, try it this weekend and then invite us to the wedding. And congratulations.
Whoever laughs is, it's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where we sling our best jokes back and forth to one another. First person who laughs loses.
Oh, wow. That was a really nice song.
Thank you.
I show the trophy?
Trophy!
Oh, look at it. Hey! So, like, valuable. Look at the value on that. That's, like, legit.
I am stroking it.
Okay, that's awkward and uncomfortable.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to sanitize that.
Okay. All right, get your jokes out now. Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Okay, well, Tim's on your team. Chiming in there.
Thank you, Tim. Of course, you can watch along. Facebook at 997DJX. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. I believe it was me.
Okay.
Who last lost. All right, here we go. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Wait. Shout out to Jennifer. Thank you for being on Team Kelly. Okay, here we go.
Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a dinosaur you just insulted?
What do you call a dinosaur you just insulted?
T-Rex.
Cute. Hey, Ben. This one's from Mary Kate. Gotta shout her out. How do you stop an astronaut baby from crying?
How?
You rock it.
To the moon.
Yeah.
Why did the cowboy adopt a dachshund?
Why did the cowboy adopt a dachshund?
So he could get along, little doggy.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. Yes, got it. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What did the DJ say to the farmer?
What?
Let's turnip the beat.
Write that down. I have to write that down.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Kelly, I just got a phone call from the school.
Yeah?
School said, yeah, your son's been telling lies again.
Oh, no.
I said, well, tell him he's good because I don't have a son.
I was just going to say, are you going to admit you have no son? That was a punchline. I like that. That was real life.
That's right.
Kind of.
The best jokes.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
More vegetable jokes. Why didn't the greens cross the road?
Why?
They didn't want to be road kale.
Hate that. Why do teenage girls walk in groups of threes, fives, and sevens?
Why do they?
Because they can't even.
I like that. That was good. That was cute. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know you can't buy Hot Pockets. You can only buy Cold Pockets. You have to supply the heat yourself. Don't believe the lies. It's more of a statement.
Valid. Kelly, my grief counselor, suddenly died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fortunately, he was really good at his job, so I don't really care.
Really good.
Really good at his job.
It is really good, yes. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The police station had an emergency when a wasp got in.
Uh-huh.
They had to call the SWAT team.
Did they get him?
Not sure. I'm assuming yes.
Someone asked me to help deliver a baby. Because, you know, half a semester of pre-med, right?
Practically qualified.
That's right. But don't babies need their livers? The liver?
Yeah.
Don't they?
I think they teach you that the rest of medical school.
Oh, probably the third semester of pre-med, yeah. I would have learned that.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Two cannibals were eating a clown. One looks up and asks the other, does this taste funny to you?
As you know, scuba, Kelly.
Yeah.
We're going to learn some things. Scuba stands for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah.
But did you know TUBA is also an acronym?
That stands for?
Terrible underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah, that it would not be effective. Good one. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Farting under the covers is no longer a Dutch oven. It's a COVID test. If you smell it, you're negative. Am I right?
You're right.
Am I right?
I had COVID. I couldn't smell.
You know. Well, there you go. See, that's a free pass for Elizabeth.
What's worse? What's worse than ants in your pants?
What is worse than ants in your pants?
Uncles!
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
What?
Wife says, I want to donate my clothes to people who are starving.
Yeah.
And the husband says, anyone who fits in your clothes is surely not starving.
That's stupid. That's so dumb. That is so dumb.
It's so mean.
It's so
who
mean.
Says that? Nobody says
Nobody
that.
Says that. That is so dumb. So dumb. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. It's yours.
Thank you. She's so pretty. Oh, wow. Yeah, make sure you sanitize her. That's great.
Yeah, we'll sanitize. All right, there you go.
It's such a mean joke.
It is like, such a mean joke.
Nobody
would say that. That is, you laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. You're still sticking around with this stupid show.
Oh, yeah. That was quality entertainment.
We got to dive into the animal kingdom, Kelly.
Oh, wow. Is there going to be learning?
Animal kingdom.
Oh, well, usually there's learning.
Gorillas.
Yeah. What about gorillas?
So it's something that was witnessed at a zoo is going viral, and it involves gorillas.
It's either, it's one of two things, I'm guessing. If it's going viral, it's one of two things. It's either poop or it's gorilla love. One of the two. That's my guess.
I'm not answering that question just yet.
Okay. What a teaser.
I know.
I'm sticking around
for
that.
That's coming up just after 8. Hang on. You know, whenever you go to the zoo, like the animals, it's always fun seeing the animals do something other than just kind of like lay there, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, when the lions are actually roaring, I mean, that's pretty cool. Or when the gorillas are up and kind of moving around or playing with each other. I mean, that's kind of fun too, you know?
Playful animals are way more fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah. So when people were just there at the Bronx Zoo in New York watching the gorillas just kind of frolic with one another, right?
Uh-huh.
This little video started to go viral. And Kelly, what was your thought on one of two reasons the video is going viral there because of the gorillas?
It's either poop or gorilla love.
Yeah, poop or gorilla love. All right. Well, let me just go ahead and... So it started.
There it is.
Innocently enough, a couple gorillas frolicking with each other. And you know what? Listen, we don't know their relationship. Maybe it's husband and wife. So maybe it's all good, right?
Sure. Or maybe it's a misconnection.
Maybe.
And they're reconnecting. Who knows?
So you just kind of see like, and you hear, and I'm going to play some audio for you because you're going to hear.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, you're going to hear from inside, you know, the enclosure.
Uh-huh.
The people just kind of like, aw, look, they're frolicking. And then it turns.
And then the realization.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
People.
Oh, no. Don't look, Josie.
Don't look, Josie.
Don't look, Rosie.
Don't look. Yep, they're just going to town, enjoying one another.
Strengthening their relationship.
They are strengthening their relationship. If only there were a song to go with this.
Banging on my chest, bang, bang, gorilla.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, Bruno had no idea. He had no idea.
No, he didn't. So, yeah, the moment it goes from aw to oh no!
To parents covering eyes, don't look, Rosie!
Don't look, Rosie. Okay, I was going to say we'll tweet out the link if you are brave. Because it's just gorillas. Sure. You know, it's gorillas.
It's education.
It's nature.
It's the zoo.
It is nature.
Yeah.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Before we get to the good, to your feel-good segment, Kelly,
uh-huh.
I have a bit of sad news to pass along.
What? Why are you doing this now? Here? What?
Just 4 months after the magical birth of their first child.
No, don't say it.
Jason King.
No.
Jason Derulo and Jenna Frooms have separated.
Oh, no. That's sad. They just had a baby.
I know.
Listen, having a newborn is hard.
It is tough.
But it should bring you together.
He says bringing them apart will actually bring them together as parents. Okay?
I don't understand that. Oh, but I'm sad they couldn't make it work.
So again, sorry to bring this news to you in such a way, but I felt it had to be said.
Quarantine brought them together.
Yeah.
It produced a baby.
And a baby and now, brought them apart.
Oh, that is not good.
Oh, that is horrible.
Listen.
Okay, so.
My niece, she was really, really a fussy baby. She had colic. And that is challenging. Maybe that was the case. I don't know. I will say this. My niece almost maybe never have kids.
All right. So.
I was like, there's no way I can handle that. What is happening?
It's real. All right.
Yeah.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Names will be changed to protect the innocent. Dana, going to chat with her about the office complainer.
Oh, okay. So I guess that happens. I guess that's my fault, too.
Do we have to do the segment now?
I know. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I'm really hungry.
Is this show over yet? Oh, God, it's worst.
The office complainer. I think everyone can relate to this at some point, right?
Yep.
So, Dana's issue, group therapy coming up.
When you come to Ben and Kelly, it's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so let me toss the phone number out real quick. 502-571-9970. Would like your thoughts and especially your experience on a situation like this. So, Kelly, describe what group therapy is all about.
This is kind of like a little sharing corner, a safe place where you can bring your issue and we'll give you unbiased opinions about maybe what we think you should do.
Okay. Morning, Dana.
Morning.
Hey, so thank you so much for allowing us to contact you with this. Will you walk us through the situation you're in?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm just, like, looking for advice, right?
Okay.
I started this new job, like, 2 months ago, and I love my job, right? Like, it's great. Like, the schedule's awesome. Oh, my gosh, the schedule's awesome. Like, great pay. But I have a very, like, Karen coworker style person.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll call her Debbie.
Okay.
Because she's, like, a real person. But, like, I know we, like, all internally gripe and complain to ourselves during our workday,
mm-hmm.
right? Just,
right.
Like, and, like, little stuff. Like really? Or, oh, my God, I can't believe. Or whatever. But,
sure.
Like, she has no inner monologue. Like, she doesn't keep that in.
No, everything comes out.
Yeah. It comes right out. Like, as soon as she thinks it comes right out of her mouth. I swear there's, like, no time between those two moments. And I don't know, some of her like, the things that I just keep hearing are things, oh, stupid Tyler would carry his weight, I would be so far behind, or like, oh, okay, so I guess that happens, so I guess that's my fault, too. Or just, and it's just, and then the big, like, ever-popular, loud, like,
oh,
like
sighing.
Sigh.
Oh.
Like, where there's consonants and a sigh, practically.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's every 3 minutes. Like, I once started counting her complaints, and I gave up after she hit about 13 complaints in 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the office complainer, for sure.
And it's, I, here's the thing. I get it. You need to be able to, like, vent
mm-hmm.
about work. Right? Heck, I mean, so, okay, I used to work at a restaurant. Like, if you weren't able to vent at work, you would go insane, you know, when you worked there. So, like, that's a thing. But she talks crap about everybody that I work with, and she loves to gossip. And it's an extremely small office on top of all that. So you can't get away from it either.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I'm thrilled I got the job, but she's making the environment really toxic, and I'm starting to just dread going in. I'm literally walking in the door like, okay, when's the first one going to hit?
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, and she retires in a couple years, so I'm just like, do I just stick this out, or like, do I ignore it? and I don't know. I don't know what to do. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay. Well, wow. I think we can all relate to that person that you work with. At one time or another, everybody's had to work with the quote office complainer. But Dana, we got a lot of people already texting in and commenting. So if you want to hang out, maybe we'll help you out of this situation. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you guys.
You're welcome. Kelly, how do you approach that?
I am non-confrontational. So I think I would try to, anytime she starts to say something like that, maybe try to gently point out to her what she's doing by trying to flip whatever she's saying into something positive and see if she starts to get the point.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if I would directly go to HR and, like, tell on her.
Yeah.
But I would try to maybe see if there's a way I can figure out pointing out what she's doing to her. Because maybe she just straight up doesn't realize that's the way she sounds.
Yeah. Yeah, Dana actually had mentioned that it's a small company and there is no HR department. So it's not, that's not even like a choice.
Okay. So then she's got to figure out how to handle it.
Yeah. So, all right. This is where we need you. 502-571-9970, especially if you have experience with this sort of situation. It's group therapy. Group therapy. So Dana's dealing with the quote office complainer, the office Karen, so to speak, as she said. Like, everything is great about her job, but she's beginning to dread going in because of the complainer. Her office is small, doesn't even have an HR department now. So she wants to kind of know, does she risk like speaking up or wait it out until she retires in a couple years?
Yeah. So she's only been on the job for like 2 months. Yeah. And I guess this complainer is got a couple of years until she retires. Mm-hmm. So she's really wondering, okay, what do we do so that I'm not so miserable? Bridget said, I think I used to work with her, LOL. But seriously, I worked with a lady that would spend 15 minutes making sure everyone knew how urgent and important a project she would be working on was instead of just doing the work.
Yeah.
She ended up getting fired not too long after because her performance was struggling. She wasn't making effort to fix it. I hope that may be the case for you and the problem will sort itself out. Enjoy your new job. Don't let her spoil it.
Yeah, that's tough when you love your new job, but there's one person. And again, it's like relationships are different. You can choose to date someone, but jobs, you can't choose the people you work with.
No. And another text said she should tell her coworker that her behavior is toxic and overwhelming. No one wants that in a work environment. I'd figure out a way, a subtle way to tell her that, you know, she's uncomfortable.
Man, that's tough because she's the new kid on the block, you know? How,
how do you speak up? Yes, without like making enemies.
Right. So she's going to come in a couple months on the job and be like, your negative energy is really bringing me down. I mean, what's that going to sound like? Right.
Yeah. No, that's why I was kind of thinking that maybe whenever she says something to you, you kind of take that opportunity to try to figure out a way to like, see the bright side of whatever she's complaining about or turn it around to be something positive to maybe gently, you know, over time reveal to her, hey, you're being real negative and stop doing that. Missy said, sound canceling headphones, baby, stopped me from killing several colleagues straight out.
Yeah.
Well worth the investment.
Man. Sabrina, so you have some suggestions?
She may need to suck it up because my girlfriend works with a lady that clears her throat constantly throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
Is it
because she's doing it like trying to call attention to something, or does she like legit have like an allergy problem or something?
No, it's a legit problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not for attention, but you know, it's been brought to her attention that she doesn't do anything about it, and it drives my friend bonkers.
So would you suggest to Dana then to maybe try to see if you can move your desk?
Or listen to some music or a podcast.
All right, Sabrina, thank you. Yeah, it's one of those adages that, like, if you don't change, nothing will change. And
sure. But then finding the right words to like bring it up, especially again when she's 2 months in, and especially if the other coworker's been there longer. And then you don't want to like risk the threat of being caught gossiping about her by asking advice with other coworkers.
Yeah, you don't want to get pulled into that trap for sure. So what I would suggest is trying to avoid her and trying to avoid that negative energy and just not talking to her. And that may be tough, especially if it's a small office space and you may be forced to like have conversations with her, right?
Yeah. And if there's a cubicle situation, you don't have a door on an office or anything like that. Cause if you got a door, just close the door.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, especially if it's, if you're new, it's like you don't want to get caught up in that mess. Just do your best to ignore. I know several people have commented and just said, you know, hey, just try to tune her out some way. You know, I know it's, and that, that in and of itself takes a lot of energy, you know?
Yes. Or, you know, maybe just again, point out when she is complaining to you, like, hey, you seem to be like upset about that. Or,
are you having a tough day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Karen having a tough day today?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I think she's got to start dropping some nuggets, because if she just lets this build up, she's probably going to explode on her at some point.
Well, so
and that's not good either.
I mean, I'm going to take kind of the opposite stance that you said, and not like engage with her and just try to ignore that sort of energy.
Okay.
But then go home and talk to your friend about this girl, you know, and be like,
oh, you gotta, okay. Just vent. See, then you're going to drive your spouse crazy if you go home and dump it on them.
Okay. So anyways, especially if this woman is going to retire in a couple years, you know, it's just kind of like ride it out, you know, ride it out. Maybe she will get fired. Maybe she will retire early or whatever, because she's so miserable at her job or whatever that she just can't handle it. So, you know, even though Kelly and I have different opinions on it, you can always, keep us posted. I'd love to know how it all works out, and let us know on Facebook too, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, especially if you decide to say something. Yes. Let us know how that goes.
And record it. Send it to us. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Couple big releases today, music-wise. Coldplay is teaming up with BTS.
Oh, wow. That should be fun.
Yeah, the song's called My Universe. And there's a little bit of BTS in there. Yeah, so there you go. A little Coldplay BTS action there. If you want to hear the entire thing, we got to post it up for you at WDJX.com. Also, Giveon has a new song out called For Tonight. Got that very Sam Smith sort of sound.
I was just gonna say that. Sounds exactly like him.
Yeah, so that's a couple big releases out. BTS and Coldplay and Giveon. Speaking of BTS, so Lizzo did a cover of BTS's Butter, right?
Really?
Yeah,
That's a good one. That's one of my faves of theirs.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For the BBC One radio, and her spin on it is really good.
Baby, let's go. Side step right, left to my beat. I like the moon rock with me, baby. You know that I got that heat. Let me show you, cause talk is cheap. Side step right, left to my beat. Let it go.
I mean, I like it. So, so, yeah, you can hear that up at WDJX.com. Click watch as well. Yeah, Lizzo covering BTS's Butter. And then, of course, Coldplay with BTS, My Universe, and then Giveon with For Tonight. So, yeah, a few new music releases coming out today here on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories or what, Kelly?
There are don't do this situations. Just, you know, jump over this little hurdle and you can say you're winning at life.
I mean, the first 5 seconds of this WVLT news report kind of says it all.
A woman who was seen in South Knoxville while only wearing a mask, underwear, and a tail is accused of assaulting two police officers.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Oh, none of that. That is quite an outfit choice. And then assault, that's not good.
Yeah, literally going kicking and screaming into the squad car. If you can manage to make it through the day without kicking and hitting officers anytime, but especially when you're wearing only a mask, tail, and underwear, you're doing okay.
Is the tail, I'm assuming it's attached to the underwear, right?
It doesn't say.
I mean, you know my brain.
I know.
You're already painting a picture in my head. I'm just like, is this an adhesive situation? Is this like attached to the underwear? I don't really want to know.
So 23-year-old Marissa, she was ringing the doorbells of random houses in this little getup.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Police were called, and that's when she kind of went. She was like, no! I don't want to go. And that's when
I'm
she
just
got
being a friendly neighbor.
Yeah. So
maybe she was asking for sugar. Hey, do you guys have any sugar? I'm baking cookies.
You're where? Is that a tail?
Nope.
Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get if it. I don't understand if the mask is like a mask that you'd wear, you know, for the pandemic, or a mask like a furry sort of mask, you know? But
yeah, I don't know. Do we have a picture of that?
No. I mean, we just have the mugshot that just has her, you know, kind of frowning in when she's at police. So the mask is
off. Yeah, she was. Her evening was disturbed by the police. So we'll just say it's for safety.
All right.
She's just going door to door trying to probably. I'm just going to go ahead and assume she needs some sugar because she was baking.
I got to hear the first 7 seconds of that WVLT news report again.
A woman who was seen in South Knoxville while only wearing a mask, underwear, and a tail.
Okay, that's perfect.
And listen, it's getting chilly at night, too. I mean, did she not look at the weather? It's turning into fall.
I don't think that was her biggest problem.
All right.
So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without going kicking and screaming into the back of a squad car when you're wearing only a mask, tail, and underwear, well, then you're doing okay.
I have a lot of confidence that our listeners, I'm going to go and boldly say 100% of our listeners can avoid this today.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going there.
You heard it here first, friends. All right. So tomorrow we are going to be out at Pooches and Pints, starting with the 5K, which kicks off right around 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to get registered for that, you can. It's still spots available to be a part of the 5K. WDGX.com.
And then when is the doggy dash?
The doggy dash is there in the morning as well.
And then there's a festival all day. So there's many things.
Yeah.
Many moving parts.
Yeah. So we got that tomorrow at New Albany Amphitheater. Going on, like I said, starting early in the morning and going on, pretty much, the rest of the afternoon. So it'll be
prizes,
fun.
Yeah. Food, contests, dogs, and beer.
Yes. Absolutely. We're going to crown the real house pet of Kentuckiana, which is pretty cool. So, voting on that, WDJX.com. But yeah, we'll be there with, Monic Beer and Southern Indian Equipment and Pampered Pets Dog Daycare and Hotel and proceeds benefiting Floyd County Animal Rescue League and all of that stuff. So, and then Sunday, Kelly, you're going to be out at the Outlet Shops of the Bluegrass.
Finding a needle in a haystack.
Yep.
Literally. Gift cards, you could win $500.
Yep, that'd be fun. Oh, yeah, and I almost forgot. I'm going to be out at the Field of Screams on Saturday night. So, yeah, a lot of stuff happening this weekend. Hopefully, we'll see you out. If you see us, make sure you come over, give us high fives or whatever, say hey, because, you know, we love to meet you. So, we will see you out and about this weekend.
It's a lot going on.
All righty. Have a good one.
Try to get a nap.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.